From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesians will have to learn to live with COVID-19. Head of the tracing subdivisions of healthcare handling divisions of the COVID-19 handling task force, Gus Medi Priharto, has set an online discussion on learning to live with COVID-19 originating from Jakarta on Thursday. To be able to coexist with the coronavirus and stop its transmission, society will need to adapt to the new normal. He said the government is striving to control COVID-19 transmission and collaboration with the public is necessary for this task. Strict observance of health protocols in society will also help bring down the infection rate. The rise and decline in the positive rate depends on people's behavior because if they conduct health protocols properly, the positive rate will decline. This is what people need to prepare from now. The district authority is committed to educating residents on the importance of following the health protocols by cooperating with sub-district authorities, residents' representatives, and community leaders. World Bank senior economist Shailesh Tiwari has suggested Indonesia to boost digital connectivities and universal access, especially to help the population yet devoid of access to digital technology to reduce disparity. Tiwari noted on a virtual discussion on Thursday that the lack of digital access can create regional inequality since only 30% of the adults in Indonesia's rural areas are connected to the internet. Hence, in order to boost the digital connectivity, Tiwari highlighted three key recommendations, with the first being for the government to allocate the system for better mobile broadband. Home internet services are essential for studying and work-related tasks, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic, but the number of people connected to broadband or high-speed internet is yet very small. The Banten Naval Base on Thursday organized COVID-19 vaccination at the PT Caputra Mitra Sejati Shipyard in Serang District, Banten Province, for the maritime community, including shipyard workers and coastal residents. The vaccination service at the shipyard complex was the second such service provided by the Navy health team. The Banten Provincial Government thanks the Navy for its support towards the government's efforts to ramp up COVID-19 vaccination in the country. As part of efforts to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, the Indonesian government has been conducting a nationwide vaccination program to boost immunity and break the chain of COVID-19 transmission since January 13, 2021. Bank Indonesia will direct its monetary policy in 2022 towards maintaining stability after all central bank's policies instruments are deployed to encourage national economic recovery. Senior Deputy Governor Desti Damayanti has said in online discussions on Thursday. The monetary policy will include efforts to stabilize the rupiah exchange rate through a triple intervention, including in the spot market, domestic non-deliverable forward or DNDF transactions, and the purchase of government securities SPN in the secondary market. Through changes in Bank Indonesia's monetary policy, which may only occur in early 2022, liquidity reduction will be carried out before increasing the benchmark's interest rate. Stability will be supported through strengthening policy synergies, especially with the government as well as the Financial System Stability Committee. Let's move on to the international news. Britain has become wetter and warmer as a result of climate change, with the country's 10 hottest years in more than a century occurring since 2002, a report by leading meteorologists said on Thursday. The annual States of the UK's climate reports published in the International Journal of Climatology said 2020 was the fifth wettest and third warmest year on record, stretching back to the 19th century. Liz Bentley, chief executive of the Royal Meteorological Society, said the world was already seeing extreme heat as a result of warming of 1.1 to 1.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The report said summer temperatures in Britain were likely to hit 40 degrees Celsius in the coming years, even if the world meets its goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial level. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday that nuclear talks with Iran cannot go indefinitely, but that Washington was fully prepared to continue negotiations. The U.S. is indirectly involved in Iran's talks with world powers to revive a nuclear deal that gave Iran some relief from international sanctions in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. The deal was torpedoed in 2018 by then U.S. President Donald Trump, who unilaterally withdrew from the agreement and imposed punishing sanctions. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's government has been holding talks with major powers in Vienna since April on bringing Washington's back into the agreement. Trump's successor Joe Biden has signaled his readiness to return to the nuclear deal and has engaged in indirect negotiations with Iran alongside formal talks with the agreement's remaining parties, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. Lebanese firefighters struggles for the second day on Thursday to contain wildfires in the country's north that have spread the border in Syria. Civil defense officials in both countries said the fire killed at least one person, a 15-year-old boy, who was helping firefighting efforts in Lebanon. Lebanon's state's own national news agency said late Wednesday the fire spread over the distance of 7 kilometers and was 2 kilometers wide, claiming tens of thousands of pine trees so far. Lebanon Civil Defense said it deployed 25 fire trucks supported by 4 Air Force helicopters and military units to put out the blaze, but the fires continued to rage, spreading east and have already affected large swaths of forest in the mountainous north. Syrian military helicopters have also been taking part in the operation since Wednesday. That was the news.
Oh! padamu negeri, kami berjanji.
Yeah. bergerak, serentak, menerjang, menerkam, terjang, tak gentar, menyerang, majulah, majulah, menang, majulah, majulah,
Relations between South Korea and North Korea are slowly recovering. As the first step, both countries reopened all direct lines of communication or hotlines last Tuesday. The relation deteriorated last year after the failed meeting of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump, facilitated by South Korean President Moon Jae-in. However, since last April, President Moon Jae-in and leader Kim Jong-un have continued to seek improvement by exchanging letters. Reuters, as quoted by Compass on Thursday, reported, spokesperson for the presidential palace of South Korea Park So-yoon in a press statement explained that from the exchange of letter, both leaders agreed to reopen direct lines of communication between the two countries. He also remarked that the opening of this line of communication is the first step in a process of repairing relationship, regenerating mutual trust and reconciliation. For both countries, this communication line is actually an important tool to prevent misunderstandings, especially along the heavily guarded joint border area of the Demilitarized Zone or DMZ. This direct lines of communication is also used to arrange diplomatic meetings, coordinate sea and air traffic, facilitate humanitarian discussions, minimize the impact of natural disasters and establish cooperation in the economic field. South Korean President Moon Jae-in also said that the restoration of communication lines with North Korea could open up opportunities for the resumption of talks between North Korea and the United States regarding North Korea's nuclear and missiles programs. Hopefully, the opening of direct lines of communication between the two countries this time will not break up as before, thus it can really begin to restore relations and reconciliations efforts between the two Koreas. As a result, the reconciliation's mission to unite two Koreas comes to be realized.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
We'll begin July 30, 1920, when the first World Scout Jamboree was held. The first World Scout Jamboree was held in Olympia, London, England, on July 30 until August 8, 1920. Some 8,000 scouts from 34 countries joined the event. One of the agendas in this jamboree was the scouts' recognition for Baden-Powell as the founder of the scouting movement and as the chief scout of the world. Next, July 30, 1930, where the first FIFA World Cup was held. The FIFA World Cup 1930 was the first FIFA World Cup for the men's soccer. This tournament took place in Uruguay on July 13 until 30, 1930. 13 teams joined the World Cup, 7 from South America, 4 from Europe and 2 from North America. On July 30, 1930, Uruguay defeated Argentina 4-2 and became the first winner of the World Cup. Last on July 30, 1980, when the independence of Vanuatu occurred, the Republic of Vanuatu is an archipelagic country in the Southern Pacific. It is used to be called the New Hebrides during colonialization. In the 1880s, French and England claimed parts of Vanuatu. Then, in the 1970s, an independence movement emerged. The Republic of Vanuatu was then founded on July 30, 1980s.
Malam ini tak ingin aku sendiri. Ku cari damai bersama bayanganmu. Hanya seluka yang masih ku rasa. Kau kasih. Seperti yang dulu menunggumu sampai akhir hidupku. Kesetiaanku tak luntur, hati pun rela berkorban demi keutuhan kau dan aku. Cinta yang ada di hatimu, apapun kan ku berikan, cinta dan kerinduan untukmu, dambaan hatiku.
Rasaku tetap utuh, menunggumu setiap waktu. Yeah, biarkan ku merindu miliki dirimu. Bayangannya yang selalu ingat di memoriku. Ku ikat erat rasa setia, terluntur di telan usia. Kan abadi untuknya hingga ku miliki dia. Rela ku berkorban di hati, tanpanya ku tak sanggup lagi. Lebih baik pergi lalu mati, karena malam ini.
Malam ini tak ingin aku sendiri. Ku cari damai bersama bayanganmu. Hanya terluka yang masih ku rasa. Kau kasih, kau sayang.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The governments of Indonesia and Japan keep improving cooperation in developing the manpower of the automotive industry. The strategic move aims to encourage competitiveness and innovation of Indonesian automotive industry to be more competitive globally. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, during the opening of training of trainer or TOT Lean Manufacturing Automations virtually in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that his sites keep receiving full support from the Japanese government in developing manpower competence of the automotive industry sector. He also explained that Indonesia has 21 for or more wheeled vehicle industries with investment worth 71.35 trillion rupiah for production capacities reaching 2.35 million units per year. The industry also observed 38,000 direct workers and more than 1.5 million people working in the whole industry's value chain. Meanwhile, Head of Industry Manpower Development Agency, BPSDMI, Arus Kunawan said that the realization of automotive industry manpower development from Indonesia-Japan synergy was a cooperation between BPSDMI and Lexor Research Incorporation, which started from the signing of letter of intent on lean manufacturing training in March 2019. This collaboration was continued with the Japan-Indonesia Symposium on Industries Manpower in December 2019. This activity became the beginning for SDGs programs on automotive industry manpower development in Indonesia. This program is fully supported by Japanese government through JICA funding, which was cooperation with the industry ministry. On the occasion, Indonesian Ambassador to Japan, Hari Ahmadi, said 4.0 industry transformation may change not only the industrial aspects, but also many other aspects of human lives. Indonesia has a strong domestic markets and a pool of talent from the available schools, education institutions, and universities. Therefore, the cooperation with Japan through JICA in improving industrial manpower is the right choice.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. And I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. And every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Oh yeah. I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you, babe. And I don't wanna miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream I'll never do, I still miss you, babe. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. And then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. I just wanna stay
virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقوي انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, juru rawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Tak terlalu
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Tomohon City is one of favorite destinations for tourists when visiting North Sulawesi. The school air city is famous for its flower festivals and extreme food markets. Moreover, Tomohon also have a variety of interesting tourism destinations. One of them is Turumasering, as a community-based tourism. This tourism spot located on the hill offers a unique concept and combines natural tourism and local wisdoms. The location of Turumasering is exactly in Kumelembuai village, East Tomohon sub-district, about 15 to 20 minutes from the downtown of Tomohon City by motor vehicle. When you arrive at Turumasering, you will pass the guard post at the main gate. Then you must pay an entrance ticket of 15,000 rupiah per person. These entrance tickets can be exchanged for a typical drink of Minahasa local wisdom, saguer or sago water, and the famous liquor, cap tikus. Because it is in the middle of the palm tree forest, the air in the tourism spot is so cool. While arriving in the main yard, there are many huts and wooden chairs where you could take a rest and relax. If someone likes to take selfies, there are many interesting photo spots for them to take a picture. You can also have a closer look at the process of making cap tikus liquor, which is the result of fermentations and distillations of sap water from the palm trees. There is also a large firebox with a drum placed on top of the stove. Then, sago water is put into a drum and steam is passed through a clean pipe heading to a bottle. 6 gallons of sago water will result in about 1 gallon of the cap tikus beverage. You can exchange your entry ticket for a refreshing saguer beverage. The saguer drink, a low level of Minahasa typical alcoholic drink, is served by using a bowl made of coconut shell. And the taste is sweet, mixed with a little bitter and sour. It is milky white in color like sago because it comes from sago water, and it is a little bit foamy. While you are enjoying the saguer drink, you can also order some snacks such as skipjack noodles, fried bananas, and other foods.
Seperti janjiku kepadamu. untukmu ku bahagiakan selalu. Aku di dekatmu untuk mencintaimu. Puisi ku ciptakan karena sosok bayangmu. Terlihat sempurna kau ku sayang tiap waktu. Ku usahakan ada untuk menemanimu. Ku curahkan jiwa raga sempurnakan aku.
Aku kan selalu
you've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Over the past 4 years, the number of accidents and deaths on the hiking trail has been increasing. In fact, it is frequent for the rescue team to find the location of the climbing victims. To overcome these problems, 5 students of the 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, initiated the Seeker Smart Jacket for Hiker. Talia Kamil, the team leader, revealed that the Seeker is a jacket equipped with a global positioning systems or GPS component and a pulse sensor that function to detect the location and condition of the climbers. The two components were chosen with the aim of minimizing search time in case of missing climbers. Talia added that the way the GPS component on the Seeker works is that a sender of location signals from climbers, while the pulse sensor component itself is a heart rate sensor that is connected to an indicator light to determine the condition of the climber's heart rate. The light will turn on if the climber's heart rate is above 90 BPM. In addition to knowing each other's condition, Talia added, the light is also useful to facilitate the search for climbing victims when they get lost, even at night. Later, data on the location and condition of climbers will be sent with a communication module which will be displayed on the monitor at the registration post. According to Talia, previously there has been similar ideas related to this research, including life vest and location tracing glove. The difference is that the innovation is equipped with GPS and pulse sensors, which are then packaged in a jacket. Thanks to this brilliant idea, their team won a silver medal in the International Invention Competition for Young Muslim Scientists 2021 by carrying the title Seekers or Smart Jacket for Hiker. GPS and pulse sensor based smart jacket to monitoring track and condition of hikers. That's miscellany.
Sementara jangan bercabat tangan demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama. Marilah bersatu padu, stop penyebaran virus corona. Tetap tenang, tidak panik, tingkatkan kewaspadaan. Marilah kita berjuang, cegah penyebaran virus corona. Pasti bisa melewati, hadapi.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Sampai Sufu Roa, to be sung by Pasha. The song with lyrics in Kaili, Central Sulawesi, was created and sung by Deputy Mayor of Palu, Sigit Purnomo Samsudin Syait, better known as Pasha Ungu. Sampai Sufu Roa means relative and friends. The song tells one's heart about their longing for their hometown, Kaili. Here is Pasha with the regional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Sampai Sufu Roa. Enjoy the song.
Suatu hari, aku terbangun di tempat di mana aku mengejar impian. Tersadar, sudah berpuluh tahun aku tinggalkan kampung halaman.
Sekarang aku kembali untuk saudaraku, untuk sahabatku, untuk kampung halamanku.
Saku yang pae aku hau ringatan tona nompalai si sampai subuh anteroa nangilo katu rua alama sana. Mbak jadi rapo dambah sampai subuh roa.
Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.